I told somebody recently, I'm nobody's judge. I can't judge you. And I don't have anywhere, say anywhere, bad grammar, but say me neither. After I say what I'm saying, you'll understand. Me either. I don't have anywhere in me. I don't have room. I don't have a place in me for strife and unforgiveness. If it comes, it just dies. I have a flower in the windowsill in a bottle of water, just a piece of a vine. It was so pretty. But the water was getting muddy. One day last week, I thought, I'm going to put some bleach in there and clear that water. That flower is just wilting on down. Now, what it was, I put too much because I have put some in there before, and it stayed green. So I'm saying when that strife, that unrest, that unforgiveness, that fussing, well, I don't have, cussing won't come because it's not in me. But whatever it is, I put the word on it and it just dies. Say it dies. Say, Lord, mercy. Now you tell him whatever you want him to have mercy on you for. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Verse 6, again, they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distress. Why are you complaining then? Why are people who are born again, full of the Holy Ghost, complaining? Why are they saying they can't do when the Bible says, and yet we go around and quote that verse, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I can live holy. The Bible says I can live holy. Be ye holy, for I am holy, saith the Lord. And he led them forth in the right way. Everybody say right way. That they may go to the city of habitation. Oh, now. Oh! Ha-ha! Oh! That men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. And he was doing this even before the Holy Spirit came. And Jesus said, now they said, oh, we don't want you to leave us. Where are you going that we can't go? He said, it's expedient that I go away from you. Because if I don't go, the Holy Spirit cannot come. And he'll come and I send him to you and he'll teach you all things. He'll be in you. And he's yours, your God, somebody you get to know well. Shout hallelujah. And his wonderful works to the children of men, for he satisfied the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Oh, the goodness of God. Say, I'm full of the goodness of God. I'm full of the goodness of God. So that bottle that's in my hand, so that bottle is full of water. Nothing will come out of this bottle except what's in it, and that's water. So I'm full of the goodness of God. Nothing can come out of me except the goodness of God, except the word of God, except praise, except joy, except peace, except long suffering. Nothing can come out of me. Because I'm the body of Christ. I'm connected to Jesus. And I'm no phony. I'm for real. Aren't these flowers beautiful? They don't have a bit of life in. They don't have you. They can sit here this time next year. And the next year. They might be dusty, but they'll look the same. There's no life in them. So, but I've only just begun. Come on. I've only just begun. My journey with the Lord, my soul winning, my prosperity, my becoming all that God called me to be. I say I pursue him with a passion through his word, through prayer, through praise. And this or such devices will not be my God. Shout hallelujah. You know, you can get on there, and before you know it, you've been on there 3 hours, 4 hours, looking at mess. They say, I'm not on Facebook, but sometimes I may be looking for something, and, you know, an ad popped up or a news story, and I decide to read, and here, I've spent 30 minutes on something that didn't even do any good. It wasn't even related to what I want. You have to be aware of that. Hallelujah. Verse 10, I wanted us to look at that there are so many people, say so many people, who are sitting in darkness and the shadow of death. And they are being bound in affliction and iron. Say, I am sent. Say, I am sent. Because the Bible says, go ye to all the world. So I am sent to those in darkness, those who are bound, to set them free. I pursue their freedom, just like Holy Spirit pursued me and freed me. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Glory to God. 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 Verse 14. 13, they went, did all this stuff they shouldn't have done. So God is a forgiving God. Repent, you're forgiven. Amen. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and break their bands asunder. Woo, everybody. 15, oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Say, I am mankind. I am an individual. I will praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, when they were reading that scripture, if you ministered, you know, Janala comes around to find out what your scriptures are. When they read that scripture, the Lord said, go there. And he wants us to praise him. He wants there to be such a fire, a lit here in this sanctuary that, like Pastor Hatch said, Reverend Hatch said Sunday, when people walk in the door, the cancers die, the sickness and disease die, the homosexuals and lesbians lose their desire for each other, and their desire is turned to somebody of the opposite sex. That person that's sick and in trouble, that person that's been abused, they are find comfort and know that they are valuable to God and their emotions are healed. God said, I called you out. I said for CFC to come out before you were CFC. Come out from among them and be separate, said the Lord. I called you out to be a light in this world of darkness. I called you out to be, quote, different, but to be biblical in everything you do. And so we can't, we too long in this 40-year season, too many of us came, give me a hand, too many of us came, we came, but we're still pulling back from where we came from. We're not willing to drop some of those things that we came from. God said, drop it. Let it go. Be led by the Holy Ghost. He said, I didn't send you here just to be here, so just so you can get delivered and just so you can have a good time. But I sent you here so I can send you into the world. There are hungry, lost souls. They are waiting to hear your voice. They are waiting to hear that Jesus is my son. He died for them, rose again, and he's calling. And he's calling. And so these 40 years, we have done a lot. But I believe it was a God-given theme. We have only just begun.